You're back with Colorado Matters. I'm Zachary Barr. Chris Daniels has been a fixture on the Colorado music scene for 4 decades. That run nearly ended when he was diagnosed a couple of years ago with leukemia.
It was like falling through a hole in the clouds. You know, you all of a sudden, the life you're thinking about, oh yeah, tomorrow I'm going to do this, that's over. And it becomes about surviving.
When he was told he had cancer, Daniels was just 57 years old.
I asked the doctor, if I don't do anything, what happens? And he said, well, you're dead in 4 months.
Daniels began chemo treatments right away. But to give him a much better chance at survival, doctors recommended he have a bone marrow transfusion. And Daniels' sister volunteered to be the donor.
They went with my sister and they collected all of her stem cells. And then they put those in me after I'd had my big, huge blast of chemo. So what happens is, my immune system is now hers.
Slowly, Daniels began to get better. But as you can imagine, Daniels spent many days and nights in the hospital during this time. So many, in fact, that a couple of songs on his new album were actually written from his hospital bed. Like this song, Sister Dolores.
Sister Dolores, pray for me. For I am scared. Sister Dolores, would you pray for me? She said Jehovah would be there.
Sister Dolores was one of my caretakers, and I was feeling particularly low one day, and she was there to clean. I had a thing called a pick line, and you have to keep it cleaned. It's a lot of technical stuff, but she said, hey, could I pray for you? And you know, I'm kind of a Chris Hitchens, sort of a, you know, I'm not sure what I believe, but said, yeah, okay, sure, that'd be great. And she put her hands on me and she prayed and I felt better.
She said, hold my hand, we'll pray together. And I let it be. Facing what we all must face. I felt her light, I felt the light on me, oh, yes I did.
Now, I can't tell you where that's from, whether it was just relief or if it was the power of her belief. Her belief, she used to say, I'm standing in the gap for you, meaning what she believed and knew from her faith and my skepticism and bringing that all together, but It was so powerful, I wrote a song about it.
Can I just ask you a sort of logistics question?
Sure. Yeah.
I'm picturing you in a hospital room. You're in Texas.
Right.
You're in a hospital bed.
Right.
Very sick.
Yeah.
How do you write songs in that situation?
Well, I had my guitar with me, and you just take it out of the case, and you sort of sit on your bed, and you have to readjust all of your tubes and sort of get them around there so you can get around your guitar, and then you start playing. And I had my little computer with them, as the magic of computers. So, you know, you push play on your little digital program. Mine was using GarageBand. And, you know, started messing around with this song and with the lyric and with what I felt. And this was one of those songs where you don't think about it much. It just came out.
While you were in the hospital, another song you wrote that's on your new album, Better Days, is a lighthearted song about what you were missing out on.
Yeah, well, chemo has this tendency to pretty much goof up your taste buds. In my case, it was a very radical version of it. I'd literally water tasted like aluminum foil on a cavity. And I was reading, you know, because, you know, thank you, Internet, and listening about all the medical marijuana stuff. And I started laughing. I've been clean and sober for 28 years. So it wasn't like, you know, we've toured Europe 18 times. So I wasn't, you know, we'd always go to Amsterdam and I'd look at the coffee shops and laugh. But all of a sudden I was realizing because of this, now I could smoke pot legally. I sort of, well, I'm not going to do that. You know, I'm going to get through this. I got through it with Cheerios and bagels. That was what I could get down. So, but I cracked up. I just thought, you know, wow, I could. And so how do you process that emotion? Because, you know, as hippie kids, I mean, my son was raised in a school bus, you know, communal living back in the 1970s, playing the Telluride Bluegrass Festival in the 70s. There was a fair amount of ganja around. So how do you process all of that? Well, the way I processed it was to write a song, make fun of it, and have fun.
Medical marijuana. Medicinal weed. Therapeutic cannabis. Oh, plain old doctor's pot. You can call it pharmaceutical ganja, or dress it up as Red Cross grass. But medical marijuana will knock you on your ass.
That's the song Medical Marijuana. Chris Daniels is my guest. He's a longtime musician, Colorado musician, and he has a new album called Better Days. Chris, a lot of really well-known musicians play with you on this new album. Sam Bush, Bela Fleck, Richie Furay. And I suppose that's one benefit of going through a crisis, is that your friends want to help you out.
Well, it is. When I first got back, I wasn't very strong. And a dear friend, Jim Ratz, has a recording studio just a couple of blocks from me. And I called him up and I said, Jim, my son really wants me to record a record of these acoustic songs, some which are much older, some which go back to when my son's mother died of cancer. And I wanted to get them down for him. And so I started, and I'd call him up and say, Jim, can I come over and just, you know, acoustic guitar and vocal record? And the first guy, Ernie Martinez, who's just brilliant banjo, mandolin, dobro player, said, hey, Chris, can I put a little something on that? And I said, sure. And then I saw Richie Furay from Buffalo Springfield and Poco at a gathering, and he heard I was doing this. He said, I'd love to sing a part on it. I said, well, gosh, you know, no, I don't think I'm going to say no to Richie. He's one of the, you know, kind woman. It's the voice of that song. So I said, yeah, sure. And then Sam was just an amazing friend. When I was sick, he would call up, and because he'd been through cancer, and he'd call up and he'd say, man, when you're going through chemo, you're going to have those chemo dreams, Chris. He calls me Spoons, actually. So that was my old nickname. He says, Spoons, you're going to have those chemo dreams. So Sam was in town, and he said, oh, man, I got to come play on it.
Let's listen to a bit of Sam Bush on fiddle.
Yeah, that would be he's on medical marijuana, but he's South Carolina. That's Sam Bush doing his best imitation of Cajun fiddle.
Well, down in the lowlands by the old slave levee, a bell in the river, a bend in the water reed. All of my family will rest there in time. The hickory wind and the loblolly pine.
Later this year, you're being inducted into the Colorado Music Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. It's quite an honor.
What do you want young and up-and-coming Colorado musicians to know about you?
Well, it's a lot of what I teach, too. At the University of Colorado in Denver, I teach music business, and I think what I try and get people to understand is it's not about being famous. It's not about being well-known. It's about doing good work. So that's kind of what I try and teach on the business side of it, even though you got to think about, you know, how you're going to market it. I mean, putting out this record is, for me, it's my research. I'm learning all new things about, you know, distribution and how it's changing, and I take that back into the classroom. But my point always to them is it's about the artwork. Do it for the music. And that's what's important.
You've been playing music professionally in Colorado for about 30 years.
Actually, 40. We played the second and third Telluride Bluegrass Festivals back with my band Magic Music in 1975 and 76.
And in fact, this new album is a double CD, and on the the bonus CD, there is a recording of you playing the Bluegrass Festival in the 1980s.
Right.
Leave us with a tune from that recording.
Oh, boy. Let's see. Probably my favorite would be Old Man Das. And it's a duet, banjo duet with Bela Fleck and myself. I mean, what an honor. It's kind of like riding a bike with Lance Armstrong. You know, you're pedaling as fast as you can, and Lance comes up and sort of pats you on the back, says, "You're doing a good job, kid," and then takes off and leaves you in the dust. And that's what Bela does. You know, he comes up and he sort of says, "Well, you're playing pretty good there, kid," and it just goes crazy. And it's, you just, you know, I mean, what an honor, what a gift to get to play a duet with somebody like that.
Chris, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. I love Colorado Matters. It's an honor to be here. Thanks so much.
Chris Daniels' new album is called Better Days, an apt title, as Chris is now well enough to continue teaching music at CU Denver and to tour in support of his album. You can find a link to those show dates at our website, cpr.org.